My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And I think before we even bring Doc Feely on, we should let everybody hear a little bit about what Kyle Shanahan said in the conference call today.
That's a good idea.
Right? Because we're all looking for more information on how did we get here and where do we go from here. So, Kyle Shanahan, why was Christian inactive?
Just the same stuff that was bothering him all week. There was a little too much today. Game time decision. He came in, just talking to him about it. It was still there. Thought it was going to be smart to keep him out, and glad we did.
Okay, so that is from last night after the game. Conference call today. Update on CMC's calf.
Well, yes, I believe they're similar. I know it was a calf then, and it's a calf now. You guys could ask Christian more on that. Definitely, I believe if it was a playoff game, he would have played. But when it's not just the calf, it's the Achilles, and the Achilles is tendonitis, and that stuff comes and goes. And when it is acting up, something you got to be very careful about. Christian's very diligent about that stuff, and if it was a playoff game, he made it very clear to me he believed he could go. But when you hear that type of stuff and it's not a playoff game and it's week one, and especially when you're dealing with the lower extremities like that, it was a tough decision. But hearing all the words and stuff, in the long run, it made it easy.
Okay. Achilles tendonitis.
That's not good.
It's not good. And it's the first time we've heard that term, right? So let's dive into it. And we're excited not about the injury, but to have this definition about it. To the River Islands guest line, cleared to play, take you inside the tent, get you updated on the latest injuries in the Bay. I'm proud to partner with UCSF Health on this segment and bring in Dr. Brian Feely. Hey, Doc, how you doing? What's going on?
Good. How are you guys?
We're good. It's Victory Tuesday, but let's talk Achilles tendonitis. What does this mean for Christian McCaffrey and the Niners?
I really don't think it means all that much different than what we were thinking the week before if it was a calf strain. If you look at, I think the best comp for a backfield player for a calf strain was Joe Burrow last year. He was out for the entire preseason. He came out and he started slow. When you have a calf strain, that's kind of on the inside of your calf at the top part of your Achilles. When you have Achilles tendonitis, there's a whole spectrum of problems that can be. It can be very mild to you can't put weight on it. Based on how he's been practicing, this is probably more on the mild side, and they're being conservative on being able to keep him out, knowing that they have a good backup, and he's got an incredibly long season. And I don't think it's honestly all that controversial to say that Jordan Mason might have been told he was a starter and that McCaffrey was probably hoping he was going to play up until the last minute, and then the decision was made he's not going to start and he's not going to play just out of an abundance of caution.
And the abundance of caution does not necessarily indicate a severity of injury, right? Tendonitis does not necessarily portend to future traumatic injury.
No. In many ways, a calf strain is going to be just as bad, if not worse, than the Achilles tendonitis. It really just depends on the severity of the tendonitis. All it really means is there's inflammation along the tendon, which as a 28 to 30-year-old running back with a lot of mileage, it's kind of expected he's going to get that at some point during his career, if not this year, next year. So I don't think it's a big deal. He's going to get a lot of treatment for it. I think it's important for him to be able to limit his reps during the season. I think we've seen that in the last couple of years. He's somebody that does a great job at a certain number of reps. And then if we have a suitable backup, that's even better.
Doc Feely is with us. If he's been dealing with this since late in the regular season last year, why has it not gotten better? How does it get better?
Yeah, so the problem with any of the tendinopathies in the lower extremity, whether it's your quad tendonitis, patellar tendonitis, or Achilles tendonitis, is once it's there, it tends to just kind of linger, often up to 1 to 2 years. The reality is it does not seem to increase your risk of a traumatic injury. So it doesn't seem to increase the risk of getting an Achilles tendon rupture, which is really what you want to avoid. But it does make it annoying to play on. You cannot plant and push off quite as hard. You don't have quite the amount of explosive ability. The problem is there isn't a magic cure for it. It's not like you wear special shoes. There's no special injection. You essentially just have to do the stretching, the conditioning, and work your way through it. And if he's not feeling perfect, you hold him out.
And part of that feeling, does it get exacerbated or made worse when you have to play on an artificial surface as opposed to grass?
Yeah, I think that's a really good question. And I think we know, Dr. Pundy and I just published a paper that showed that the lower extremity injury rate is higher on turf than it is on grass. And if I'm playing on turf next week, early in the season, I'm probably going to be a little bit extra conservative because I think it is a little bit riskier and it hurts a little bit more. Grass is softer.
Doc, I wonder this. I think Bay Area sports fans are really triggered by this because of Kevin Durant. Are we talking about a similar situation where this is a precursor to something serious, or is it different?
So there's no proof that this is a precursor to something serious. So when you look at the literature, does Achilles tendonitis lead to an Achilles tendon rupture? There's no proof for that. The problem is in the literature, it means you're looking at the average normal person with Achilles tendonitis and Achilles tendinopathy. We're not talking about people that are 7 feet tall and jump for a living, or 6'1", 195 pounds, and run through a defensive line. So I think in general, we can assume that it's low risk that he's going to get a more serious injury, but we can't rule it out just because the demands on the professional athlete at this level are so much higher than what we typically understand for everyday people.
Doc, I don't want to ask you to speculate, but based on everything we're talking about, like what do you think the chances are that Christian McCaffrey, whether it's week two, week three, week four, whatever, when he gets going, what are the chances of him being a 25 touch per game player for the full season?
Well, by definition, he's no longer for the full season, but I think
for the rest of the season, once he starts.
I think when you look at his usage rate last year, he was 18 to 22 touches a game, maybe up to 25. 28 carries for Jordan Mason was the most a Kyle Shanahan player has ever had in a game. So ideally, you have him in the 15 to 20, and I think that's totally reasonable. I think the other nice thing is as soon as you put him out there, even if he's not the first, second, or third option, he's a decoy because he's so good. So I think once he gets out there, he will play. I think the athletic training staff and the medical staff is doing everything right. You take it slow with him now, especially if you're going to win a couple games with his backup. It's a long season. It's hopefully another season that goes well into February. You want him fresh and you want him feeling as good as possible. And we know all these players don't feel 100% by the end of the year. So you want to conserve him as much as possible for the second half of the year and into the playoffs.
If you were sitting at a bar next to somebody who picked Christian McCaffrey number one overall in their fantasy league and they had a tear coming down their face, what would you say to him?
This is why I don't draft 49ers in my fantasy league. I hold them too close to my heart, man.
There you go. there it is. They're there, buddy. Okay. Hey, Doc, thank you very much. That was very, very informative.
Yep. No problem, guys.
Talk to you soon. The proceeding was sponsored by UCSF Health.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.